Unser nächster Vortrag mit dem Titel A New Hope soll euch zeigen, warum es...
Okay, so this new next talk with the title A New Hope is supposed to show you why we shouldn't despair. People from different activist background are invited to talk to you about why they still have hope. Ruben Neugebauer, the founder of SeaWorld, is going to moderate. Please welcome all the speakers with a big round of applause. And now, for all the female speakers, yes. Afterwards, there's going to be a Q&A outside above the coffee nerds. Enjoy! Hi, CCC. Good morning. My name is Johannes, and together with Ruben, we're going to moderate the next 45 minutes. We have a very tight schedule, so we're going to get going directly.
What is it they've sent us?
Hope.
Even if the text is artificially intelligence generated, this is all not very far away. The child brought three new viruses from the kindergarten, and we just hope it's not the new respiratory infection from China. On the UE borders, children are being imprisoned, the war in Ukraine and everywhere else is escalating, and the Near East conflict as well. And collapsing dams are on the daily activity. FDP and AFD are also reaching new heights, and others want to build new highways. All this is sometimes nothing to despair, and we also sometimes don't know what to do anymore. And we believe some of you have the same feelings, which is why we're here. This is why we want to encourage you in this speech for everybody who is not so sure about the future. And if Star Wars has shown us anything, never give up hope. Never lose. And if any place is more apt to support this, is the Congress. So we collected a bunch of people who are going against this crisis in various different ways, and we asked them, what is there to hope for? And for me personally, hope comes from all of these peoples being representatives of so many others who are encouraging and engaging in the background. So let's give a big shout out to all of them. For example, all the angels who are making this Congress possible. These are people, they purchase a ticket. They purchase a ticket in order to help out for free just so we all can have a great Congress. And if that's possible, then a lot is possible. Let's get started with a question with whom we can answer all the other questions. The background image is AI generated, and I'm sure you've recognized it's about the social question. For this, we have Hella Steinhaus. She is from Sanction Free. She has written a book with the title It Does Not Need a Lot, How to Make Our Social Welfare State Resilient. And this sounds very promising. But Hartz IV is now called people money, and what are the questions, and what are social questions can we answer, and who are our allies in this fight? Yeah, well, we have been waiting a long time for the trickle-down effect and to have...
to have wealth for everyone, that has not happened. We are in an existential fight for survival. And here's stuff that makes it me hope. That's climate and money, redistribution from the top to the bottom. That the government said they would do, now they just have to do it. Also, we have a taxation system that sucks so much. The rich can do basically whatever they want, while people on welfare have to fight super hard, get big taxes while the 1% gets off free. And we can stop any talk about social envy easily by fixing this. There are some majorities here, we just have to organize them. And the third point is you. We got to help 400 people via our sanction-free action, help them from financial problems, and that worked. And if we can do that, we can also do other kinds of equality politics. Because we need more than just luck, we brought you a fortune cookie. Another social question, the AI had a great disturbing image for our health systems. There are not enough people working in health, and maybe privatizing all these hospitals wasn't a great idea. So just applauding these nurses isn't enough. We have a nurse here who have found the care union. Her name is Kirsten. She works for better better work safety laws and such in place. And she has hope that because people organize more and more to ensure well-paid jobs for health workers who help the public every day. Also, care workers are coming back to their jobs. They left because they got sick. And it gives me hope that care workers say no when their bosses ask them if they want to come to work on a free day when their colleague was ill. I think that's great, and it's so important that care workers finally free themselves from feeling responsible for everything. They are writing to the bosses what errors and what is lacking, and they are giving the responsibility to their bosses. and of course health services are important for all of us, like pregnant people, sick people and their families. And it's hopeful to organize so politicians hear us, the care workers can, you can help them everywhere we want, care for patients that is not oriented on money but on the needs of the patients. Thanks, Kirsten. You also get a fortune cookie. Thank you. There are some big crises as well. Thanks to the AI for this illustration of the climate crisis. The climate crisis, if you ask serious sciences, the mother of all crises. So the climate movement can't be left out. Welcome, Carla Remsmeyer from Fridays for Future. Carla, the result of COP in Dubai, exiting fossils, was that just an empty statement? Why should we hope even when there's these points of failure in climate?
Yeah,
I thought about making a funny intro, like if I had a fucking wind power station for every time this question was asked, then we would have no problem. For a few years before I started doing climate activism, I want to become vegan or I don't want to fly anymore. It was to not become cynical. And then I didn't really think a lot about this. It's just as I didn't think about this question like hope. So when journalists asked, I said, yeah, I don't know, the hope is with because of all the other activists. But now I had to think about this for the last few weeks. Thanks a lot. And yes, that's true. The world outside, it does give much reason for hope and much for cynicism, this climate crisis or whatever else other people are fighting for against. If you read a survey, this is insane. There's the highest amount of private cars on streets. A climate server says 2023 was the hottest summer in climate history. And it would be naive to say stuff could be better, but a lot of things is speaking against that. But stuff with hope is that it's not naive at all. We can only hope when there's just a possibility that something can get better, that something doesn't, the worst case does not happen. And if the possibility is heightened, that this possibility doesn't happen, but something else, that's great. And that is indeed the case, because of all these people who are working, we are living in a better world that is getting better than the world we currently have. So maybe the next IPCC report will have us falling unconscious, but here, looking here at the next climate protest, I still have hope.
Thanks to the climate crisis, we soon will have a lot more of these situations. But thanks to crazy mad people and to Tony crisis, we have a lot of other crises already at hand. And therefore, we are confronted with a lot of situations which are too intense for AI. So here they can't be generated an image for that. You just founded a health organization. But back in the day, wanted to only live on an island, but now you're helping on the crisis front in Ukraine and soon possibly in Gaza. With all the fatalities that you get to see, how do you keep up hope? Well, there are a lot of tortoises, but 2 minutes are too short to really address the point why we are not breaking down. But maybe we're rather talking about the next 10 years but on Jesus that we see. And that fits really well to the motto of the Congress, which is the digitization and the network that we have with a lot of wonderful people, groups and individuals, organizations, which before, during and after crisis exchange information network in spoken word, video, and in text, and it becomes easier to really address a lot of crisis situations, as, for example, at the moment, the attack of Turkey on North Syria, which are at the moment not in the focus of the public, but can be addressed. And to quickly resume, if you use the possibilities of digitization correctly, you have ample opportunities to connect people, and therefore have situations where you don't need that much more hope, but get more hope. This is how AI imagines democracy, and I'm not sure whether it's all the late capitalistic or prototypical vibes which disturb me most. But if this is democracy, then I wouldn't be surprised if, as somebody wrote on Twitter, the leftist section of the population, then those people, in this case Arne Samsot, which founded the Organization for the Great Liberation of Prisoners, for which he collected a lot of money and bought out people which have been imprisoned due to illegal driving trains. But he also has an organization with Frag den Staat, so Ask the State, which is liberating a lot of documents. So he is an expert for participative democracy, and we want to ask him, how can we save democracy? The Nationalist Party in Germany has about 20% of the vote share, so what do we do? So I'm really thinking about, I don't have hope anymore, and then a political crisis happens, and then I'm really disappointed. Oh, apparently I still had some hope left, but I don't know. But I was still disappointed and failed again. But I think there's still a lot of hope left in me, and there are two things that give me hope most. First of all, there are a lot of projects which connect practical and theoretical expertise, which fight for a better world, but also start implementing that on a smaller level, which are not waiting for politics or others to implement that, but start themselves. So Freedom Foundation, Sea-Watch, Louis Michel, the people who are blocking the streets and stuff, those give me hope. And the second point are a lot of people who are interested in so diverse topics, same as all of you, and we are solidarity with each other and together fight together until we meet our apocalypse all together. Thank you, Arne, and also for you, Fortune Cookie. Maybe you can still free a few documents for that. The next topic concerns what happens if it's 5 minutes past 12. In this country, maybe we can stop the nationalists, the AfD, but in other countries, we already have a lot of those in power. We still remember the images from Kabul, and Ela established the air bridge, helping other people to free or to escape from the country. A lot of applause. But so while the Taliban's organize themselves better and better, the support of the German administration broke down, Ela and the team of Kabul Airbridge continue working on this topic. And while you're thinking about a lot of dear people and journalists which are still sitting in Kabul at the moment, what gives you hope? What gives you the energy to continue, and how can we help? Well, my energy is dwindling sometimes, but we have to be aware that there are people that we can help. I'm shaking at the moment, I'm not exactly sure why, there are so many people here. Those are, for example, people in sixth grade which cannot go to school in Afghanistan, or women who cannot conduct their businesses or their jobs anymore. This is at the moment, and this is real people. And nowadays it's not so easy as in the first days of the taking of power by the Taliban. Every individual case, every single case of a journalist, every athleticist, every student is worth it. I'm still shaking. I'm not shaking because of the big audience I'm standing before, but because I'm thinking about the individual tragedies and people that are still over there. The young ladies like Hadja, 13 years old, which landed in Germany and wrote me. She now got a recommendation to attend the higher school in Germany, and after a short time only. And Sharon, who is 14 years old, arrived on the 12th December of this year and wrote me in German, Ela, thank you very much, I'm going to school. Every single one of these women is worth it. That we get invested. And there are a lot of those like Nadja and Sharon. So many people who don't have a future concerning the Taliban and whose life is being stolen by the Taliban. So we are needed because of this. The good news is that there we still have a lot of girls like Hadja and Shaya. We can evacuate from this country, endangered people from Afghanistan, but it's getting more and more complicated and more expensive. And if I say expensive, I mean really expensive. But the other good news is every single one of you and outside in the world can help and support. We do not give up hope, but money is dwindling. And for that, we need your support. Please donate. Thank you. Thank you, Elia. Another fortune cookie for you. And donate. One of the main reasons Taliban took over power in Afghanistan was also the corruption of the Afghani government. If you want to find corruption, you don't have to go all the way to Afghanistan. Well, 3-4 people that you have to be pushed, that have to be served. From the subtitles. With this video has led to one of the most hopeful moments in Austria. This moment, the person who deserved it to, wanted to be here with us today, Julian, but unfortunately is at home with fever. Therefore, spontaneously, we have a substitute who Julian and me in general know and call Thomas Lohninger from Epicenter Works, started a campaign about this corruption scandal where Julian, without any proof, had been arrested for a bogus other charge. So Thomas, maybe you can also answer this question. Austria has lately been a caricature of Germany. A little bit more to the right, a little bit more corrupt, and if somebody is publicizing this, he will be put into detention or without any proof. So what can you do against this corruption so that you don't end up in prison? And do you still have hope? Well, thank you very much. It's an honor to represent Julian Hessenthaler here as an Austrian, and here also you have a little bit of shame with the other Austrians who have been on stage here represented. But laughing is always a good way to learn. And since the 80s, we have a lot of right-wing populist parties in Austria, which continuously end up in government. Yes, and it's an absurdity which can't be topped. But the hopeful news of this is that if democracy is strong and people pull all the levers in democracy, in administration, in media, in public service, and continue doing that, then democracy can also survive those kind of people. And especially with satire, I have to mention that the absurdity to visualize that, that the highest policeman in Austria is now suing one of the most known cabaretists in Austria for Florian Schäuber. And lately, laughing is also something which shows your own influence, which is very important at the Congress as well, and I prefer that to hope. Because hope, it is important that you don't lose it. Thanks
thanks a lot. On that note, you also get a fortune cookie. All right, one more corrupt Austrian is the further mentioned René Benko, one of the first who's got famous with luxury renovations. But even after the plight of Sigma, the problem of gentrification remains. Finding an apartment and even being able to pay the rent is almost impossible. And in Berlin, there is a people's votum where over 60% said, let's take it back to people's power, but our politicians are rather planning to build on our Tempelhofer Feld, and nowadays the CDU is being even governed. Is there still a hope for communalization from Lara Eckstein? Yes, of course there is still hope. Yeah, so the CDU is doing nothing, obviously, against the rising rent, and building new houses doesn't work, but we don't despair. We think from Deutsche Co. and Eichmann that we are going to do it ourselves. We're going to make our own law to recommunalize things. The our foundation, our constitution makes it possible. Property can be taken into the public domain in order to benefit everybody, and that's what we're doing. We're moving the apartments into a certain holding, which then will be owned by the people and rent them out. The idea is quite simple. The companies are more powerful than the politicians, but they're not more powerful than the direct democracy. With direct democracy, we are able to put them into their place, and our politicians and can cuddle with the company bosses, but they are not able to stop our law. So we're going to be collecting signatures in a bit, and we're also going to make another direct democracy project, which we hope to win like we did the last one. In Berlin, there was a commission of experts that said very clearly recommunalization is possible and financeable. And building on that, we are going to write the first law that uses this Article 15 from our constitution. And yes, we are aware that the CDU tries to sue everything into oblivion, so we are making our law in a way that it will withstand such a litigation. It's a lot of work, so we're happy to be supported by you, but for me, I get a hope from my commitment and all the other people that are in that movement. Having a house is a human right, and we hope other cities follow suit. Yeah, even though a lack of apartments and a democracy that is shaken, we are all quite privileged here by comparison. While we are sitting here in the Congress, the walls around Europe are being risen and improved. I remember there was a situation where you had to take the cadaver, the dead body of a small child into the cooling room. You were being spied on with technology, and they took your ship away. But you did not back down after they took your ship away. You tried the Louis Michel to get with Banksy a new ship that you took out to rescue people from the water. But in the end, this will not solve the crisis. What gives you hope? Hope comes from oneself by getting it oneself. We can try this out here tonight. We can destroy the walls from inside. For example, with a small misdemeanor, which might be accused of, but something where I can give perspective to a person that is a refugee. And this is the way it is. And this is something you can celebrate, most ideally with a wedding. Let's ask people who are here on a precarious possibilities and non-clear status and marry them. I feel we need a new type of dating platform. Wouldn't it be crazy if by chance one or the other couple can be generated or found that results in a marriage that prevents people being deported? These people might even get a EU passport in this way. In a couple of years, every 11 minutes, someone could get their whole family back to the country without needing people like me. People with a European passport had the answer what to do with their privilege. Let's share them with one more person each. If someone might say that this is a sham marriage, don't worry. At least for the people with the passport, that is usually just a small fine. And people who are precarious here in the country, they usually have much more to lose anyway. A type of dating platform like this could be useful in a lot of romantic regards. Maybe lawyers who support the papers, networks that take over the costs for the documentation of the romance, and Jan Böhmermann could generate the remaining money for that. So I'm saying celebrate instead of put walls.
Yeah, we can leave this image. Welcome, Tarek. You got to Europe by small boat, and you're fighting for other refugees. This is about racism. Tarek, nowadays you're working for ProAsyl and you're working daily with a discourse that is becoming less human every time, and asylum law is getting harsher by the day. GIAS has just been finalized. Because of that, you left the Green Party. Tarek, the racist asylum politics is escalating. What hope do you have? Well, you know, how shitty is the situation. People are drowning, they're not saved, there are racist attacks and debate about it. And like, yeah, and there's two images in my head that I have to think. Well, I was in there before the train station in Budapest in 2015. And I've seen how the Hungarian police just stood there helplessly because we wanted to live in safety. And on the other side, you were there, like 100,000 at the train stations. And we, like us and you, we made politics open the borders and take in people that was not volunteering. Voluntary decision. Behind these two images is a... You can see the same topic. People who are refugees and people who are fighting for the application of human rights for everyone, and people and us here who have these privileges, we need to acknowledge that and help and walk onto much of the streets to help these fights. And because of these images in my head, I'm getting up with energy and power and to not stop. With this assumption, we are working at ProAsyl, and we would be happy for everyone who joins us in that fight. Now, human suffering wasn't anything she was she wanted. The AI wanted to do. Now she made this. Thanks for nothing. these AI images sent around on Twitter as if nobody there had six fingers, and the EU Commission is trying to have chat controls. And I think we are, sometimes I think we are just one prompt away from digital Armageddon. And do you think we can still talk without encryption, or do you think AI will help overthrow capitalism? Well, I often get asked, Linus, how are you so happy even though through all these bad news? And I thought about it a long time, and I can now share, you need something else. You need something outside of activism that ruins your day. And then suddenly it works. But now, well, ChatGPT is stealing our jobs, and I think that's interesting. If you ask people, 80% of people hate their jobs and cursing their life, but now that it's being taken away, Bill Gates is suddenly fighting for the three-day week. People aren't happy either. Well, I don't think we are ending up with a three-day week. Capitalism loves taking all these efficiency production razors and just incorporating them. And will we land in a vision of socialist dystopia and base income? Utopia, I hope. Or what will happen? Well, the Chaos Computing Club has been founded 42 years ago to put the technological revolution in this country as far as possible in the hands of the people. And this, we've never fully won any of these fights, but without us, stuff would look much worse. How does it work? We are sharing knowledge, we incorporate these technologies ourselves, and when I look at these people and this event, I'm asking, like, what people are asking me, why I shouldn't have happiness in life.
With fake news, the problem is once again not a technical, with the AI-generated pictures and deepfakes. But now the CPS did one of the major AI-generated deepfakes, and it's quite funny. But once again, the problem is not technical, but a societal one. People offer the grounds for believing in this, don't believe facts, but still think of anything better than to educate, to share information, strive for understanding and passion, and share this. And it's once again the same thing. We already are doing it to the best extent. We just have to do more of it. And if I think about the drone war, it's really a big problem. Because it dehumanizes the pain and suffering that you cause to other people. And from this, I really have a cynical and technical perspective on this, which is that the internet is connected more to the suffering than it ever did. And we can see it, and we cannot say we didn't know about it, and we didn't see any of it. And I hope that this proximity, which is very uncomfortable for all of us, and not very tasty, we can still say human. Thank you, Linus. Also, fortune cookie for you.
So, es wären uns sicher noch eine ganze Reihe weiterer Leute eingefallen, die nicht.
Well, we could have imagined a lot of other people who don't want to give up. But the talk is only complete if it has 40 minutes. And maybe we spread some hope and good mood to you at along these lines, hopeful and good for the Congress, and let all of us be the impact that 2024 will be a better year yet to come.
Und weil man das nicht in 2 Minuten klären kann.
Because you can't solve this in 2 minutes.
Also alle, die hier sitzen,
all of us
nach oben gehen in die
will go up into the bar. And if you'd like to keep on discussing, because we can't do any Q&A at the moment, then you're cordially invited. Thank you very much. It's over.
Vielen, vielen Dank an unsere Sprecherinnen.
Thank you very much to all speakers.
Wie gesagt, wenn ihr Q&A machen wollt,
and if you want to do any Q&A, meet outside at the bar.
Wir wollen auch den nächsten Talk pünktlich beginnen.
And we want to start the next talk on time, so please be fair.
Nochmal einen großen Applaus für unsere Sprecherinnen.
Thank you very much, and also to the female speakers.